This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show. Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell. We are live today in a different spot, Mike. It feels kind of weird because we're at Intercom North today broadcasting.
Yeah, man. I feel like Buckner walking into Shea Stadium, as they said in the movie Rounders. This is my old studio from way back when. So, yeah, man. A little weird. We're in strange vibe today, man.
But we're up here. Our company's having a party, and we are involved in it. But that has nothing to do with this show because we're going to have plenty of time to talk with you guys here on Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Make sure you pick up some Hey Man L. It's out and about. And, of course, you can get some, guys. Last night, Mike, I'm watching the Hawks. I know a lot of people were interested in seeing what went down and what happened with Trae Young, and we're going to start there, guys. We got a lot to get to. Brad Guzan set to join us here in about 15 minutes. Also, coming up a little bit later on, you're going to hear from Dan Quinn as the Falcons are back on the field today. What's the injury update as to who we may be getting back and free undergoing surgery today? But Trae Young and the Hawks, it got ugly, and it got ugly quick last night.
Were you really expecting something different, were you? I mean, I know that we figured they'd hang with the Knicks because the Knicks are just a few games better than us last year, but a lot of turnover, bro. I mean, and I know that, you know, it was a road game, but I watched like on and off because I was going back and forth between the Astros and the Red Sox, but when I watched the last like quarter, I mean, it's a lot of backups, man. It's guys that wouldn't be starting on other teams. That's our reality this year as Trae Young begins to develop. And, you know, I thought he did as expected. You know, everyone's going to be comparing and contrasting him and Luka Doncic, but I thought he was okay, right? I mean, for the moment.
Well, I agree. I think right now everybody is trying to get a leg up on who's going to be better for their career. First of all, we don't know how long their careers are going to last,
right?
We expect these guys to be around a decade, and maybe after that point we can really compare and contrast. But like last night, you know, I just hit somebody up on Twitter, and we invite you to follow us on all social media platforms, guys. 92.9 The Game. Like us on Facebook if you've not done that. He is at Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 92.9. And, you know, last night I continued to see this where, oh, I can't believe the Hawks passed on Luka Doncic. I watched him last night. Does he have game? Yes, he's been playing professionally for 3 or 4 years now overseas. But when you look at the stat line, Mike, it wasn't impressive. 5 for 16, 10 points. He missed his only two free throws, 0 for 5 from the three-point line. That is not a stellar night where you go, oh, Doncic is going to be so much better than our guy.
I mean, if you're going to start going as, you know, going and going game by game and looking at these guys trying to figure, oh, who got the better of this deal? Maybe both guys would be a good fit. How about that one? You know, we're always in the zero-sum game.
That's right.
They're winners. They're losers. Maybe Luka Doncic goes on and has a great career with Dallas. Maybe Trae Young goes on and has a great career with – does anyone ever say that? No, at ESPN, it's always going to be the lowest common denominator. Mistake, fail. You know, oh, great. Great analysis. You know, I mean, it's like that's what the producers come up with. That drives me crazy. So the dude, you know, he had a hard time finding his three last night. He went 1 for 5 from the three-point arc, had 14. I mean, he tried to get other guys involved. I mean, it's not exactly you hit an all-star team to get involved, but the guy had 5 assists. So, I mean, I thought it was okay. I thought both guys looked like rookies playing their first game in the NBA.
That's what I thought. Want to hear from you at 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as we talk about the Hawks. It was the opener last night. The Knicks win the game, guys, and it was ugly by halftime. I mean, you're talking 72-49, and you thought, oh, are they going to make this interesting? And they made a run in the third quarter. But here's the interesting thing about last night's game, and if you were watching this, and I know you were going back and forth, and so was I. I had both TVs on because I wanted to see how this Astros game was going to turn out. But a fan, if you missed this, hits a half-court shot for $10,000. And we used to do this for the Hawks games.
Right.
And the guy hits the shot. Up until that point, the Knicks were like 0-for-9 shooting. They couldn't put it in the ocean. This guy hits the half-court shot, and the basket just whoop, opens up. And all of a sudden, Tim Hardaway Jr., former Hawk, starts to hit buckets.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the example of rising tide raising all the ships. You know what I mean? Like, at least somebody's getting in the basket, and they fed off the energy. And sometimes we've seen teams react. It's kind of fun when they do the half-court shot. A lot of the Hawks will be watching from the bench, you know, the old days. But look, I watched the last 5 or 6 minutes. There were dudes, I mean, it was like a D-League game. I mean, it is what it is. You know, you got two teams that are searching, you know, that are still going to be probably in the lottery next year. You know, I don't think anyone has any illusions about the Knicks team. But, you know, I think especially without seeing, you know, without having one of our better guys, John Collins, out there. I mean, that's the thing. With Trey and John, that's going to be fun to watch and watch that develop, the pick and roll, how they can really maximize each other's talents.
Hey, guys, we got plenty to get to here this afternoon on Dukes and Bell. As we mentioned, you'll hear from Coach Quinn. Also, we got the legendary Vince Dooley to stop by. Now, it's an off week for the Dogs, but we'll talk to Coach about these Florida matchups, his, you know, time in all those years of playing Florida, and how much success he had against them. But I think this game in a week from now, you know, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, is going to be very interesting. So Vince Dooley set to join us. And we're also going to talk to Rich McKay today, Mike, president of our Atlanta Falcons. We've got some questions for Rich, and I know some of you guys may want to post some as well. So if you do, send them to us, and if we get a chance, we'll drop them in.
Yeah, because he's the guy to talk about some of the rule changes. I think after pulling our hair out over roughing the passer and some of the contact rules and how guys are getting flagged for what were thought of as conventional tackles, that has kind of slowed down a little bit. We're not exactly losing our minds until it happens again to our team. But we'll talk to Rich also about how as a general manager, too, because remember, he built the Bucs and he built a Falcons team back in the 2000s. But how do you deal with these kind of injuries? You know, where do you go and find guys? And, you know, Dan's decision to basically stay with the dudes that we had here at Flowery Branch. You know, the Giants are getting a little bit healthier. I saw more today about Ingram. I saw Eli Manning saying he hopes to get Evan Ingram involved in the offense. So, again, Beckham, Saquon Barkley, they got playmakers. So, I mean, I think this ain't going to be easy. I had a guy hit me up at the gym again. He said, what do you think today? I said, dial a score. Last team with the ball wins.
Yeah.
Which is basically what's going to be our MO, I think, the rest of the season.
And I'm hoping we have the ball last. Matt Ryan has been on point. We've talked about it. We mentioned it yesterday. We're going to talk more about it today. How accurate, and when I say accurate, I mean making the right decisions with the ball in the red zone. To me, that's the most important thing. When we get down there, what are we doing and how are we scoring these touchdowns? And Matt's, you know, he's made the right decisions. But you're right, Mike, and I hope it's us that gets the last ball. Before we get to some other things, and as I mentioned, Brad Guzan is going to join us, our goalie for Atlanta United. 2 matches left, guys, before we start the playoffs. They're both important because we want to win the Supporters Shield, but we've been asking everybody from Darren Eels to Carlos Bocanegra. We will ask Brad today, all this stuff that's floating around about Tata, will it have an effect on this team? Because here's the deal, Mike. I don't want to get into the postseason and all of a sudden this becomes a bigger story than us being in the postseason.
Because like last year, unfortunately, Miggy's not 100%. Now, I did see some video of him on the treadmill and moving and doing some things up at the training facility up the street at Marietta. So that's a good sign. Brad's, by the way, fresh off playing for the U.S. men's national team. So we'll ask him about what's going on with that squad. They got an interim coach and get his take on the direction. But yeah, I mean, no excuses and no distractions. And I think these guys, they love Tata. But as we talked about with Carlos Bocanegra, and I think that Jason Longshore agreed with us and Mike Conte too, they wanted a style of play. Tata fit the style, but they're going to, if anything, it does happen where Tata moves on to a national job, whether it's Colombia or Mexico, they're going to find somebody who's going to embrace the same kind of style. So, I mean, it's not like we're going to sit here and we're going to become like the Jersey Devils with a neutral zone trap, you know, or we're going to change something and stand it on its head. We got a system that works.
And we got guys that play the system really well. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up. Before we get to that, and guys, lots of conversation about what went down in that Astros game last night. If you missed it, it's game 5 tonight, but I think we'll be talking about this all throughout the offseason. Jose Altuve, all right, this is the young man that everybody thinks our guy in Albies is going to turn into, and maybe, you know, I hope he does, but Altuve, Mike, it looks like it's about to be the home run that could tie the game up. And all of a sudden, you see the interference. You see fans reaching. Now, let me explain. The ballpark there in Houston, you know, the wall where that took place is only 7 foot high. It's right. not nine. It's not 12. So fans are literally reaching over the wall. And the ruling, guys, is if the ball is in the stands, it's fair play. The fan can make a play on it. But you see the fans reach over to try to make contact with the ball. And there's Mookie Betts trying to make a play, Mike. Joe West makes the ruling, and it changed the game.
And as much as I hate Joe West, I think it was right. I think it was. Now, the famous one is Jeffrey Mayer. For guys who don't remember, it was a really – this was like the snake bit Orioles team. They had a really good Orioles squad taking on the Yankees. That was – remember when Joe Torre's brother was battling cancer and the Yankees were going back to the – you know, trying to get to the World Series, all the storylines. Well, if you guys don't remember it, the kid reaches over, and if you had basically applied the rules from last night to the Yankees, the Orioles would have gotten it out. The Yankees would have had a home run. And I think that should have been the call then, and this was the right call last night.
I know we don't like the umps being the show. We've talked about it on this show. And Joe West last night, you know, from the initial call to the review to the point where they went and met again, I thought it was right. And I hate it because I don't like the Red Sox either. I would hope that the Astros would beat them. I picked them in this series. But that was the right call, guys. And everybody's talking about it, and everybody thinks, of course, that that's going to be the difference in this series.
I mean, look, we all know the rule. Now, some stadiums, Carl, you have that yellow line of paint, or they'll have a stripe, which clearly defines it. But the ground rules are set every time at home plate when the coaches exchange their lineup cards. So everybody knows what the story is. It didn't pass the eye test. The dude is way over the field to play, and he interfered with it. Tony Tarasco was the right fielder who tried to rob Derek Jeter, and the kid, Jeffrey Mayer, little putz,
that's right,
got in the way and stole the ball. And last night it was just a drunk, belligerent Astros fan, who, by the way, you heard. Hurt your own team.
Yes, you did. And by the way, Altuve, if you see his reaction, he's looking at his guys like, did you just see that? Like, don't mess with the ball.
Now, some people, and I saw this on social media last night, and I understand the argument. Why don't you just make that a ground rule double? Split the baby. It's not a home run. It's not an out. Ground rule double.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
that's not the rule.
No, it's not. And that's what I said. By the letter of the rule, this was the right call. But I know people are in their bag, and certainly people, you know, felt like that was
the... And by the way, for millennials, we're not trying to split an actual baby. That was a King Solomon reference. Back to you, Carl.
Good call. Trying to make sure that, you know, guys understand why we feel the way we do. But I know a lot of people are upset because they feel like the Astros got robbed. The other series, real quick, Dodgers lead 3-2 over Milwaukee. Kershaw, and this is what we talk about with the Braves. This is why you need a number one guy. This is why you go out and get a frontline starter. Meanwhile, the Brewers are clowning around with their bullpen and making adjustments that were unnecessary. And Kershaw, Mike, 7 strong innings, 9 strikeouts for Kershaw yesterday. 1 earned run. He was magnificent.
You know, with a franchise that has a history with names like Koufax, Drysdale, Hershiser, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what a money pitcher does. That's why he's one of the highest pitchers in baseball. He stepped up. What the Brewers were doing... Okay, analytical nerds, have one guy throw to one batter, he throws a walk. Oh, he's coming back to start game 6. Good luck with that.
Boom.
You know, just don't really understand it. The A's were the poster child for this nonsense when they got smoked by the Yankees and really set the wrong tone in their elimination game, you know. So I don't quite understand it. The other thing last night, real quick, just to double back on the Astros, do you think David Price, who's having a hard time going deep in games, screws himself up because he threw some serious warm-up pitches as Kimbrel was struggling again in a 2-inning save last night?
I do, and a lot of people here were saying, you know, as we talk about what the Braves may do, I don't know what our closing situation is going to be like. I like Vizcaino. I think we have some young arms that we could try out as well. But guys here were saying, why don't you bring Kimbrel back? He's not been the same Kimbrel he was when he left here. He just hasn't. You know, so I do think you're right about Price, and that was probably an issue. I think that series is done. I think the Red Sox wrap it up. I really do. Listen, game 5 tonight, this one hurt, and can the Astros get past this? Because that's all anybody's talking about. And do they show up tonight, and are they able to get one? If they do, we'll see what happens back in Boston. But I think the Dodgers have really put themselves in a good position. 3-2 lead over Milwaukee. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. We're going to give you a chance to win some money. Again, Brad Guzan set to join us coming up here on the show. And as far as the Falcons, we'll talk a lot about it today. Injury update. Because today they're back on the field. Remember, Monday night game, so the days get pushed back a little bit. Dan Quinn, hopeful about Grady, hopeful about Derek Shelby. All right, some of these guys that have been out, hopeful for Sanu and even our man Calvin Ridley. I'm hoping they play. We don't know, and I guess we'll know more over the next couple of days. The one guy we do know, Mike, is free, and he's under the knife today.
Yeah, free with that groin injury. So there is, that, again, a slim chance. The Falcons are trying to be hopeful he could come back and make it for, you know, week 16 or week 17. Games 15 and 16 for the Falcons. That seems like a stretch, but it's about how we can stretch. You know, see how he comes back from the groin surgery.
Hey, we got lots to get to. Right now, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 playing our national signing bonus contest. Today, the code word is, this hour at least, WISH. W-I-S-H. WISH. Text at the 72881. That's 72881. Mike, I wish somebody would.
Wish. If you wish upon a star. Wish, guys, goes to 72881. And good luck, man. That's the first shot. We'll give you four more chances to win a grand. Text that to 72881. And if somebody calls you, you might want to pick up the phone and grab some loot.
Brad Guzan is on the way. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we get a chance to visit with the goalie of our Atlanta United, Brad Guzan. He's big.
He's bald. He's a wall. Sorry.
Brad, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's happening? I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, we're hanging in there.
I know you've been busy, man. International break, and you got to get back in net for the U.S. men's national team taking on Peru, a Peru squad, which looks a little bit like, style-wise, kind of like what United tries to do. How much fun was that?
No, it's good. It's good. It's always an honor and a privilege to be back with the national team. So that part was really good. And yeah, I mean, we played a good Peru team in terms of them trying to play and pass the ball similar to, like you said, similar to our style. So it was a good night.
And you made a great save, by the way. I saw some of the highlights. I can't lie, Brent, I didn't watch the whole thing. But I saw one of the highlights where you deflected the ball over the crossbar. So you got some work in, but you're rested, right? You're good for this weekend?
For sure. Nothing bigger than this weekend. So we're excited by it, and we're definitely ready.
Brad Guzan joining us here on Dukes and Bell, the goalie for Atlanta United, friend of the show. All right, I got to ask you this, man, because Mike and I, you know, we're not panicking, but we are a little concerned that it may become a story bigger than what we are worried about once we get to the playoffs. And that's all this rumor stuff with Tata. How are you guys handling that, Brad? And you've been around a long time. You're a vet. How do you guys handle this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what happens when you're affiliated with good teams. Regarding, you know, players, regarding coaches, there's always going to be talk about movement, and so it's part of professional sports. You just you put the rumors aside and you get down to business. And you know, we're focused. Like I said, we're focused on this weekend. We've got two huge games. The first one this weekend. Make sure we take care of business against Chicago, and then go into Toronto, and then ultimately it's a whole new mini season come the playoffs. So we're ready and we're excited.
You know, one thing we've talked about is, you know, there's so many great guys on this squad, and there's so much depth. I mean, it's great to see Greg Garza back. I mean, he's been around, I presume, but how cool is that if number four can get on the pitch?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're excited for him. It's never easy being injured, and for as long as he's been out, it can definitely be frustrating and feel like you're isolated a little bit. So to have him back with the group's great. He's been working really hard in terms of his rehab and making sure he's fit and ready to go. And so that's a huge bonus for us. And like I said, at this point, with a couple of other injuries, obviously, we all know about, we want to make sure we got as many guys as healthy as possible.
We had a conversation with Carlos Bocanegra on the show the other day, and we asked him about, you know, a possible rematch with the Red Bulls. I don't want to look ahead, but is that personal to you guys, just have an opportunity to get another shot at those guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, you know, I saw some of his comments, and we know that we haven't been able to put our best foot forward when it comes to them, and we feel like we've got a lot more in the tank, and so for sure not overlooking anybody at any stage, and we've got some big games before that. But you would think with the quality they have in their team and the quality we have in our team, that at some point our paths would cross. And if that's the case, then we want to make sure we give them our best, because I don't think we've been able to do that over the last couple games.
It is Brad Guzan with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline goalkeeper for your Atlanta United FC. Man, the crowd's going to be bananas. I know we've asked you a lot and talked about the energy and how you feed off it, especially when, depending on how the halves start, you got the supporters section behind you. But is that just epic when you look up and see that many folks in the stadium?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Honestly, it's unbelievable. You know, you feel like you're just saying it over and over, but it truly is. It makes for a special game and a special atmosphere, and one that we never take for granted. So with everything is as important as this coming game is, to have a sellout in terms of the entire stadium being open and full and rowdy and going crazy, It's going to be a huge part of those 90 minutes against Chicago.
Brad, does it matter that Chicago, you know, when you start talking about teams that have been disqualified from the playoffs, does it matter when you face those teams that they don't have as much pressure and they come in a little loosey-goosey?
No, I mean, it could always be tricky, right? You want to make sure you get off to a good start. You know, at this point, they're not really playing for a whole lot. And so they could be a bit more carefree and not have the pressure of having to get a result or having a performance. So when you go into these games, like I said, they could be tricky and you want to get off to a fast start and scoring the first goal ultimately, it makes things a little bit easier for sure.
Brad Guzan is with us, guys. He's always really cool with his time as he's getting ready for Chicago, as Carl just said, here on Dukes and Bell. How about the state of the MLS, man? Because you played over in the English Premier League, you know, and it was almost like, well, this it's a step down. And now you got Miami coming online and Vegas and all these other new teams. And now there's talk of, like, getting guys, not just like at the end of their careers, but in their prime, wanting to come to the States. Is MLS stronger than ever?
I think so. I think it really is. And I think it's not only just growing in terms of here in the United States. I think the perception around the world, it's growing, and people are really looking at it as a league where you can go in your prime and really be productive and be competitive and have the quality. And I think that's a huge testament to not only the players and you know, people that have contributed to the league's growth in years previous, But ultimately, what the product is now, and it's like I said, it's growing year after year, which is fantastic for all of us.
All right, I always ask you this because I don't know. Do you do yoga? I mean, how are you keeping yourself stretched and limbered and ready for the playoffs, bro?
Listen, I try everything at this point. You know, I'm a young 34, so you got to do all the little tricks of the trade and make sure you're ready to go. But ultimately, the adrenaline gets pumping and nothing can compare to the playoffs. I mean, once that whistle blows, you're ready to go, regardless of, bumps or bruises you may have. You're not thinking about any of that stuff. You're just ready to get on with it and, like I said, perform.
Well, if you don't know, man, Carl and I got season tickets for the Falcons and United. And here's the deal. We're all part of the Arthur Blank umbrella of teams. You know, we got a guy we've signed to take over from Matt Bryant. Have you ever thought about doing the Tony Meola thing? Because, look, if you can find a player 40 yards down the field and get it to his noggin, couldn't you split the uprights?
I mean, you would think, right? I've dabbled in some field goal kicking before, so I mean, pass my number along and we'll get it sorted.
He's like, cut the check. You
don't have to tackle anybody, Brad. You just got to make the basic kicks, man. 40 yards and in.
Exactly.
That's all we're looking.
It's easy, right? It's easy.
Brad Guzan joining us, guys, here on the program. Our Atlanta United back at it this weekend is a big match, as Brad said. These last two, they do matter when you talk about, you know, getting to your goals. I want to ask you about what your thought is on the development of Barco coming into the season, the hype surrounding him and where he is, and then obviously, you know, not getting as much playing time, and now it seems like he's going to get some more playing time.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, right, you never know when guys' names are going to be called, and you always have to be ready. And so for him, it's an opportunity to not only continue his growth individually and ultimately have the platform to show everyone, right, you know, that he can't compete at the highest level, especially when games matter. So it's not just for him to step up. It's for all of us as a team to make sure when we cross that white line, we're ready to go as a unit.
All right, bringing it back to Chicago this weekend, obviously you want to go into the playoffs with momentum, right? I mean, that is a thing, right? I mean, if you didn't get the supporters' shield, there'd be a bit of a letdown?
Sorry, say that again?
I said, is there a letdown if you don't get the supporters' shield? Because obviously you want to have the momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. That's huge. And we want to make sure that when we finish the season strong, it's been a lot of work that we put in over the last 9-10 months, and you don't want it to go for nothing, right? You want to make sure that you finish it in the right way, and ultimately you get rewarded with that with the supporter shield. And so you want to make sure you cap off the last 9-10 months of hard work with something in a positive way, but also then that puts you in a good position going into the playoffs. So like I said, the two games are huge.
What's Parky going to be for Halloween, man?
I don't know. My first day back was today, so I'm going to have that conversation. Make sure it's nothing embarrassing.
All right, bro. All right, man. Hey, appreciate you as always. Good luck this weekend. You know we're cheering you guys on.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it as always. Have a good one.
That's our man, Brad Guzan. Great guy, man. As you know, there's so many good people on this team. And, you know, it's fun because we've heard from some of the guys, some of the Spanish players are working on their English. So we do hope at some point, you know, either in the playoffs or certainly next year to talk to Joseph. Because I had a buddy of mine, he and his wife were over in Europe. My buddy Jono, they ran into him in Amsterdam during the international break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, these guys have lives, obviously, when they get a chance to go travel. But I would love to get a chance to talk to some of the other dudes, too. And hopefully, like I said, you live in Texas. You speak Spanish, right?
Well, here's the deal. A lot of these guys do speak English. It's about being comfortable,
right?
All right, and they, if you see them out and about and you're going, well, he speaks better English than I thought, they do, but it's about being comfortable with it. With that, guys, a reminder, Atlanta soccer supporters, join Mike Conte and Jason Longshore for stoppage time at Fado Irish Pub in Buckhead this Tuesday night from 7 till 8 p.m. Guys, the Atlanta United radio broadcast team will talk all things Atlanta soccer with special guests, plus there'll be cool soccer prizes, giveaways on site. Stoppage time will also be live streamed on 92.9 The Game, the Facebook page.
That's cool, man. Go get some of the black stuff.
I'm sorry?
Guinness.
Oh, yeah, that too.
What do you think I meant?
I had no idea. Hey, coming up, we've got plenty more to get to, including an NFL blitz. What's the latest with the Falcon injury situation? Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. We're broadcasting live from a different location today, a secret location somewhere in Marietta. More on that coming up. Hey, the morning show caught up with Dan Quinn. First thing Fricky asked is, Coach, how are you doing?
Man, we're ready to get rocking, and Monday Night Football in town, so all the preparation. And so for today, the approach would be like a Wednesday for us. You know, you move everything back one day, and we can't wait to get rolling.
Coach, that defense showed some signs of life last week. They had some key stops and some key moments. How did they grade out last week?
You know, what we thought heading in, we really want to see an improvement on communication, you know, especially, you know, on, you know, calls and assignments, alignments, and that part definitely improved. I'd say the other thing that kind of lit us up, Hugh, was to get two in the takeaway department. You know, when you finish the game in plus two, you certainly got a good shot for it. So those were, I'd say, the two things that we were looking to ramp up heading into the game. Could we, you know, get a turnover or two to help? And then could we really play, you know, good communication so we could be really on point? So those two things came through for sure.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Dan, you and I have known each other, and you, Hugh. Well, you know, we're in our fourth year together. I mean, I know you a little bit, right? I mean,
we got a relationship.
Okay, well, what you about to ask, John? What you about to ask?
Why are you trying to give me a bloody heart attack? I mean, my God, man. I mean, five of the six games last play. Are you kidding me?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Last play, five of the six games.
Well, it might be six out of seven or whatever it is coming up. Be ready, brother.
Have you ever seen anything like that? Last play five times in six games?
No, but that's the life of a competitor, man. And, like, those are the games that you want to coach in. You feel the most alive, the most on it. So what we can do is make sure in those moments at the end that we can nail it to our way of playing. So, that's the NFL, man, and going to battle for it. And I do love that about our team, you know, in those moments where that was you have to stand up and make your plays. And so the fact that we've been in some – that haven't gone our way, I hope we've grown from those to say, hey, let's get our chances again and go after it.
Last week on the last play, I just want to go back to it because all of us watching went, what the hell are they doing when he takes off and runs with 7 seconds to go?
Because we were trying to figure that out.
I mean, what were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying the same thing. So it was when he took off running, then I knew he was too far away to go running. So that's when you see, you know, some of the other guys, you know, work out to the perimeter where they're trying to, you know, design a pitch and lateral to get going. So likely you'd see that a little further out, maybe not at the 20 where you take your shot into it. But that's the one they went, and it was definitely, you know, an unusual play and one that's now, you know, in the books to say, all right, let's go through that. If that takes place ever again where the receivers weren't going all the way downfield, then you know obviously something's up.
Yeah, Coach, that was kind of weird because I'm looking at it when I watched the play. I'm like, Brian Poole was right there, kind of like playing in a spot position when he took off. So it was no way on God's green earth he could have made it to the end zone.
No doubt. Yeah. So it was total designed to throw at you. So there was a receiver coming, so they were going to pitch it back to him and then throw it back to the outside. So just didn't have enough time and space to do it. But it was definitely one that I hadn't seen before. And I'm sure that was one they just kind of saved for just that moment. But I haven't seen that close to the end zone. You know what I mean? Like maybe something that's further away at the 40 or 50, but not, you know, in close, you know, at the 20, 22, wherever it was.
Hey, it worked out. Falcons won the game. They hang on to beat Tampa. Now they can build on that with a win on Monday night against the New York Giants. We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Dan, let's get down to a little bit of business here if we can. Where do we stand today with Grady Jarrett, Matt Bryant, Mohamed Sanu, Calvin Ridley? Where do we stand on the injury front?
Yeah, I'll fill you in. And good news from of guys that are on the comeback. And, you know, we'll see where it goes through practice, but going to get some practice reps today. And that's Grady and Derek Shelby. So we're encouraged for that. You'll need every bit of pass rush, you know, that you can have. As far as Mohamed and Cal, we'll work them all the way through the week and see, you know, how much progress they make. Both of them will be limited as we're going into some things today. But and then Matt Bryant will be out for the game. He strained a hamstring, and I'll have a better assessment, you know, after this game. And then there's actually a bye after that, so I'll have a better assessment. But he'll miss this game for sure.
You know, Calvin Ridley, because they're talking about the bone bruise and everything. Is that more so something like a pain tolerance thing with him, or is this something that could potentially linger all season long?
Yeah, it was the whole ankle that, you know, kind of got fell on kind of in a funny way. So, you know, the good news is, you know, we're anticipating him even getting a little bit of work today. So as we go through the week, we'll have a better assessment. But as we're heading into it, he's one tough dude. I think you've kind of seen that early on already in his early career. So I'm hopeful for him, but we'll see where it goes through the week.
Yeah, it's a case where I wonder if you made Dan Quinn the football gods mad. I feel for Devontae Freeman. I mean, he really struggled, and now he's going to have surgery today and, you know, miss majority of the season. Boy, you know, he just keeps trying to battle through a litany of things, doesn't he?
Yeah, he certainly has had them, and, you know, this is something that he can definitely come back from. A number of people have had it. A number of people on our own team have. So, you know, from a, you know, return standpoint, it's definitely an injury that he can come back from, and, you know, we'll see, you know, what that looks like in the coming weeks ahead. So that's where we're at with him. But, yeah, we're all bummed for him. He's such a good competitor, and all he brings with the energy to our team. So, yeah, we're bummed for him, but we also know that he'll be back.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn joining John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, let's check out the Giants a little bit right now, Coach. Saquon Barkley already has 438 yards. He's averaging like 5.2 yards a carry. What have you seen from him on film that makes him so special?
Yeah, it's he's an unusual guy. He's got home run speed. For sure. So if he gets on the edge, Hugh, he can take it the distance. But then here's where I think he's unusual. As a bigger guy, he's got the change of direction like a smaller and shorter guy, which he's not. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty rare that a guy who has long speed and has change of direction to make you miss. Usually you have one or the other. I've often said that about Julio. Although he's got really good size, he can put his foot in the ground and change direction to break somebody off. And that's what I've seen from Barkley so far. He's got the speed to go, and he's done that. And he's also, you know, has the ability to break you off in space. He's got a spin move. He's got a good stiff arm. So he's the real deal for sure. And he's exactly as advertised. And you know, saw him at Penn State breaking guys off, making a miss in space. He's, you know, running, catching, doing all the things you like. So he's a handful for sure.
Let's talk about that other guy, boy. So who's who, Dan Quinn? Of matchups in the outs. I mean, you had Michael Thomas, you had A.J. Green, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and now maybe the toughest of the bunch to match up with, I'm thinking, is Odell Beckham. How does he rate against the other guys you faced?
Everybody's a little bit different. You know, some are you know, taller and longer and have like a catch radius that's crazy. And then there's other guys that have, you know, unique skill sets. So the thing that's unique about him, in my opinion, watch him, his ability to run full speed and then stop. You know, he can break you off and change direction so quickly, John. That's, I think, what's hard to do is, you know, like when you can really run full speed and then how quickly do you get in and out of breaks, that's really what separates, you know, the wide receivers. And he can do that as well as anybody. It's his ability to decelerate, stop, change direction. He's a heck of a competitor, but I would say it's his start-stop that makes him special.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Falcons offense in a moment. One thing more about the Giants offense, and that's Eli Manning. And I'm not asking about the controversy. I'm asking about the blocking. If you look at what's happened with Eli Manning this year, one of the reasons he's been you know, having all the other issues that are taking place in New York is they haven't blocked very well for him. Is your impression that you guys can line up and maybe get some pressure and move him off the spot and really kind of create havoc for him this week?
That's the goal every week, and that's when you're at your best. And it'll certainly take an excellent performance in that way to hit them and move them. And I think anytime you put a new scheme in and they're there offensively, defensively, there's probably some on-the-job training that goes into it to learn the new things that go into it. We certainly, you know, recognize that and went through that back in 15, you know, schemes that are new on both sides of the ball. he's really talented, knows where to go with the ball, excellent, you know, in terms of accuracy, placement. So those are the things that are there. But you're on it. You better, against any really talented quarterback, you better be able to, you know, make them feel uncomfortable back there. And we're certainly, you know, going to rely on our guys to be able to do some of that.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn about a number of things. Dan, Coach, we were talking this week, and I said, you know, in any other season or if a couple of plays had gone your way, I think we might be sitting around here today on this Thursday talking about Matt Ryan and using the letters MVP, because he has had a start that, quite frankly, Coach, it might be the best start of his career that's nobody's really noticing right now because he's been brilliant. Or am I wrong?
He's always on point. And I think what I really admire about Matt, it's his consistency. And every day, man, he comes, he brings it. And in the game, he's always on point in that way. So that's a really hard thing to do because it's not earned overnight. And you got to keep battling, keep going for it. And I thought through these games, man, as he's shown toughness, he's had some no-flinch moments, take the shot, deliver the ball, scramble for first downs. Some of the things that don't show up in the stat sheet, you know, checking a play, putting it to the right spot. Decision-making is something that when you see a play, you know, where is the ball supposed to go, you know, versus a coverage or a matchup, and those parts have been good too. So I think when you wrap all of that together, that sums up Matt. All the work that he puts in, man, he's playing really consistently good ball, and he's you know, it's really showing up in that way for us.
Coach, Monday Night Football, blackout game. In a nutshell, what does that mean to you to be in that game, having everybody in the stands wearing all black? How does that make you feel when you think about that?
It's so cool, man. And so being a part of that, I know the stadium is going to be lit. And the whole
not
thing,
lit,
the
Coach.
Energy,
did you, just, whole, you just say lit? Okay.
The whole, you know, the whole atmosphere that comes into playing, you know, at a game, and then to add the, you know, a little bit special on the top of that, you know, with the night game and everybody going to be wearing all black. Like, those are really cool moments as a competitor for the players, you know, to compete in that environment. And quite honestly, for us too, as coaches, like, it's why we do it, man, to, you know, have, you know, those kind of moments. And so we're pumped, man. It's an excellent fan base that, you know, like, knows how to bring the energy. So let's make sure, man, it's as loud and, you know, tough a place to play as there could be. So we're really pumped to do it, and we're looking forward to Monday night.
Coach said lit. John.
Yeah, he's going to get his Jerry Glanville on, Man in Black and all that kind of stuff. That's great, Coach. Go get a win. We'll see you later today. Thanks very much for taking a few minutes, and let's get a victory on Monday night.
All right, sounds good, guys. See you.
Have a good one.
Hey, coming up, we've got plenty more to get to, including an NFL blitz. What's the latest with the Falcon injury situation? Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.